Blog Talk Radio.
The affiliate, the affiliate.
New mixtape, man. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your life, you can play with it. You make your bed, you gon' lay in it. Do your thing, you be safe with it. Triple bunks in the state prison. Blue laces in my blue chucks. I ain't never gave $2. BT, I chumped the hood up. Asking if that nigga Nip hood, what? Like I wouldn't take it to the back with you. Same nigga walk the track with you. Same nigga shot a strap with you. Same nigga bought a sack with you. 19 touching 2 birds. Alpinas off a few swerves. Gray leather in my white Lincoln. Shit smelling like a new purse. 2 C's on my bitch shit. My money rising like bitch quick. 6 words help you get this. Rich rapper on some crip shit. I pray for blessings as a young nigga. Not to learn the hard lessons of a drug dealer. Triple life with a gang enhancement. The judge triple white and he hates your blackness. He slammed the gavel with a racist passion. Got you waiting on the pills but your patience passing. And all you got to offer is a fight. It's too late to run to Christ once you caught up in his life love. Don't cry tears, they don't fly here. And if you don't die here, you supposed to fly leers. 365 here is like a dog year. I wonder why these niggas 20 and got white hairs. Stressing like they 40 and some change. Slowly in this game, all my homies is in pain. And Brody is the slang, but it don't mean he your brother. It don't mean you can trust him. It don't mean that he love you. And we was raised wrong, but we stayed strong. And when we kept it real, we got faked on. And when we showed up, we got flaked on. Why them niggas story getting cake homes? I bet my life I'm a dice shaker. Electric lights on a skyscraper. It's up and downs for a real nigga. But you'll be lame all your life, hater. Mac 10 in my black Benz. Show me signals of betrayal, can't be back friends. Long flights get my mind right. Victory to me is when you spend your time right. Victory to me is when you get your grind right. Victory to me is when you get your minds right, niggas. Got this shit twisted like Jean-Michel Basquiat. Yeah, destroyed his pictures. Self-inflicted homicide, don't pull the trigger. I feel like I got to tell you, you got something to contribute. Regardless what you went through, regardless what you've been through, I feel like I got to tell you, you got something to contribute.
Yo.
The affiliate.
New mixtape, man, right on the wall, man.
They
told it on
the track. Holiday. Well,
thanks. Well,
thanks. Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Well, thanks.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Right on the wall, DJ Holiday. Turn this shit up. You know what it is.
Hottest in the nation. Ice game super stupid, but my money game crazy. Have you seen me lately? Diamond chain, baby. 3 weeks cost me 80. Blowing purple hazy. Stupid, crazy bracelet. Shining diamond necklace. Check this balance that my bank account's so pregnant. Big game different. Flyaway sickness. Gucci man tripping. My watch game ignorant. First name get strong, last name business. Stay name Gucci. Cold name chilly. Pocket so fat, it kinda look silly. A flow so perfect, 12 bars so pretty.
watch like a portrait. Gorgeous. All white forces and they gorgeous. Gorgeous. PBS diamonds and they gorgeous. Your girlfriend so fine, shout it. Gorgeous. She gorgeous. Your girlfriend so fine, shout it. Gorgeous. She gorgeous. Gucci Mane flam, my flow is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Gucci Mane flam, my flow is gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
White girl with me. White girls love me. A black girl dream, but Chinese girls know me. Gucci Mane club only. Bad hoes only. Bad hoes want me. It's all eyes on me. I never lay lonely. I ball out daily. I start hard nightly. Diamonds shine brightly. Watch like thunder. Chain like lightning. A ring game scary. My pink is so frightening. Jury man special. Retarded ass stone. I think I need to leave his old retarded ass alone. My bronze is enormous. My diamonds are humongous. It's Gucci Mane the Martian. And everything is gorgeous. I keep on hearing voices. Telling me to ball, so I keep on buying Porsches. My watch like a portrait. Gorgeous. All white forces and they gorgeous. Gorgeous. PBS diamonds and they gorgeous. Your girlfriend so fine, shout it. Gorgeous. She gorgeous. Your girlfriend so fine, shout it. Gorgeous. She gorgeous. Gucci Mane flam, my flow is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Gucci Mane flam, my flow is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Time, my time, your time, our time, I shine, she shine, so bright that he blind. I'm high, we all have the low eye. It's Gucci, no bow tie, no three-piece, I'm T.I. Wrist look like Christmas, my ring look like July. Your jeweler is a loser, I think mine need a cooler. Wrist look like Christmas, my ring look like July. Your jeweler is a loser, I think mine need a cooler. I keep on hearing voices. Telling me to ball, so I keep on buying Porsches. My watch like a portrait. Gorgeous. All white forces and they gorgeous. Gorgeous. PBS diamonds and they gorgeous. Your girlfriend so fine, shout it. Gorgeous. She gorgeous. Your girlfriend so fine, shout it. Gorgeous. She gorgeous. Gucci Mane flam, my flow is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Gucci Mane flam, my flow is gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yo, fuck with your Gorky fan, 007, man. Shout out to the whole fucking AFM. We in the building, man. Fuck with us for the recap, man. We here.
Yo, man, what's good out there? Tony, bro, AFM, what the fuck is good? Early show, man, because I'm personally rooting for the Cavs, but I already know what might happen tonight, so we don't want to disturb that and shit. I definitely pulled the prep yesterday night, but, you know, it is what it is, man.
Well, it was a combination of my phone being off, too. It was a combination of my phone being off charging too, though.
Oh yeah.
Man, it wasn't just you and shit, dude. Like I didn't know that much time had passed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah, nah,
man, what the fuck, Tony, bro? I'm hearing, man, I gotta hear this shit, bro. I'm hearing a whole
what
bunch
you
of
hearing,
shit,
man. Hearing a lot of shit,
yo. What's going on? This shit is fucking nuts, man.
Listen, man. Yo, man, it's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit to talk about, man. A lot of shit to talk about, you know what I mean, this battle and shit like that. And, well, these battles that just came up, I feel like, and I said this before, everything popped off. Extension is that's a consequential card. On that card, just so we can step back, on this card feature here were guys that I think were still fighting for that respect, still getting to that point where it's like, okay, we've seen you a couple times in the URL. Maybe you didn't impress like that. So let's see what you made of it and put you up against other guys in a similar position. So, man, there's a lot of hunger on the card, I think, exhibited, and it was a lot of balls being dropped, bro. Like, we're going to get to it, man. First thing I want to say, though, Caps, is that this shit right here, bro, this shit has to be noted at the end of the day that – you know, URL on yesterday was competing against the Puerto Rican Day Parade, right, and Summer Jam. So things, I think, were appropriately sized in order to accommodate that. You've seen a lot of the culture still come out. It was a beautiful fucking day in New York. And anybody who's been living in New York knows that it's been raining on weekends around here anyway. So this is one of the first big, warm weekends. So for URL to kind of compete against that and, by my account, have a pretty decently attended, successful event, I think is a big, you know, props to them for that, for doing that. You know what I mean? I think that's a big deal. But go ahead, though, Caps.
Okay. All right. Well, look, before we get into everything, we're gonna jump right into a guest. Get along before you break everything down.
Yeah.
Come on, stop this bullshit now. Hold on. I'm about to get the guest on the phone right motherfucking now. I'm pretty sure
that
he got a lot of shit to talk. Give me 1 second. I'm going right now.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody who was there, too, man. I mean, I think it was a lot of diehards in there. You know what I mean? A lot of different smaller leagues came out, got a chance to chop it up with even guys who were there just watching, not battling, still real friendly and shit. I think the culture doesn't actually get enough credit for how friendly and how cool everybody kind of is, man. Like, you know, you're saying some wild shit to each other, but it's real. It's camaraderie in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes be needing some roll up. People be having it lighter. You know what I mean? Like drinks, shit like that. So shout out to everybody who was there and was having a good time and just chilling, enjoying what was going on. So I feel like it was a good crowd, good energy out there too. But a lot of shit we got to talk about, definitely. So anxious to see who this guest is and shit like that, so we can get to it, man.
He didn't even answer. You know, damn, man, this is gonna. Let me try one more time.
I mean, we can. I'm saying we can start. I mean, if he's
nigga Drizzy. Drizzy's on too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, shout out to Drizzy. Shout out to Drizzy. Drizzy. I mean, right,
you know what?
Like,
he said give him five. He said give him five. Give him 5 minutes. He said.
I bet.
Hey, you know
we give him five. Drizzy.
How was that?
Drizzy, what up?
Yo, what up, Tom? What up, Caps?
Hey,
shit. What up, Drizzy?
Nothing much, man.
Shit.
Okay, so we can jump into the atmosphere. Okay, first of all, this joint was in Queens. Now, it was at a spot that they don't typically have events at. I think it was their first time, doing that. Shout out to Beasley, too. Had a chance to chop it up with him. Real cool dude in person and shit. But just kind of going over the venue, it was a smaller venue, more of a loungy type atmosphere. Seemed like something that RBE would more likely book. The dope thing about that venue is that it was actually more room on stage, so you still had people on the stage, but MCs was given enough room to kind of move around in there. And I think certain people use that to their advantages. So, like, the performers, the Docs, the bill collectors, you know what I mean? Snake Eyes, Tez got to do his little two-step in there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a lot of room. The venue wasn't, like, it wasn't packed in there at no point. I think max capacity was probably about 200. They, at peak, they probably got somewhere around 110, 120, if I'm being generous. That might actually be a bit of an overestimate. I think probably the peak attendance was when Tez was battling Prez, and they did bring a lot of people out. And mind you, again, it cannot be understated that, to like, yesterday was just, there's a ton of shit going on in the city. I mean, I took an Uber over, and it still took me, like, 45 minutes to get there. So, But yeah, so the atmosphere was cool, big bar, you know what I mean? Good crowd of people. Like I said, a lot of rappers came through to just show love and support and shit like that. So,
Cortez,
I think it was a good atmosphere.
Cortez performed on Summer Jam, man. Shout out to Cortez for that, man. Yeah. That's a dope look.
We're going to get to Tez, bro. We got it. We're going to get to Tez, but let me say something, man. It's not too many people out here who could go to a battle, show up, professional, do they thing, bring people in. Like, when Tez came in, mad other people walked in, you know what I'm saying, with him that was there to see him. He does his thing and then leaves to go perform at, I don't know, Summer Jam. Like, what? Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just, I don't think everybody, most people are not in a position to even do nothing like that. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
That's kind of crazy. Everybody's not doing that. Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody's not doing that. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. So if you know what I mean? Like, I know MCs like to kind of be giving Tez some shit, and the fans be giving them shit too, you know, us included, right? Like, some of us included. I think when you start talking about who is who and who's doing what, this just has to be factored in. I think that's almost the stuff of legend. Like, I came in, I battled a guy, 30'd him, left and performed in the biggest summer festival and one of the biggest ones in the States. Like, you kidding me? In New York.
Yeah.
So, on Puerto Rican Day. Like, come on, bro. Like, it's just, it's too much at this point. Like, what are we talking about?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Reading some of the recaps of the battles and shit, man. I felt good, man. I felt good because a lot of the guys I've been riding with showed up and did what they were supposed to do. So, you know what I'm saying? We still gotta see it. I still gotta see it, but hearing some of my guys took care of business.
Nah, it's just facts. We still gotta see it. We still gotta see what it looks like. You know, I will say, before I jump into the whole recap and everything like that, man, very, like, again, consequential, man. Like, there's things that happen, I think, on this card that are going to shape a lot of trajectories of where guys end up going. And I think the magnitude of the battles, right, even though the crowd wasn't what they were and, it's just an extension card, like, whatever, it's just a smaller card, I think a lot of people going to play that role. But even if you say that, even if that's your premise, the pressure that was felt on that stage, from what I've seen, was clear. This is that for a lot of these guys, this was make or break, and they were taking it. They were taking that approach, and some people they came up big in that pressure. Other people, man, they really showed their hands. So I think it was levels that was exhibited on the stage, you know, and clear exposures. Some people were exposed, whether it was, you know, a choppy delivery, or if it was inability to compete up against the pressure of your opponent leaving earth and around and you having to respond to that, or just getting through your shit and getting through dry spots, which I think a lot of people did pretty effectively too. So I want to give props on that. But I think, you know,
I'm hearing it seemed like we're going to have the infamous what are we doing conversation with a lot of guys, positive and a negative. Some of the guys caught a body.
Yeah.
We gotta see what we doing with them. And some of you niggas dropped the ball, so we gotta figure out what we doing with y'all too. So I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see how it play out.
The what are we doing with conversation is gonna be so dirty when these battles come out, bro. I'm letting y'all niggas know right now. I'm letting y'all know right now the what, like the memes. Like I know that, you know, a couple guys in the groups are real nasty with the memes are coming. They coming, and they're gonna be. It's gonna be bad. Like it was, Leave Without Your Hands, the remix up there probably like 5 times.
There was a tone. Was there a choke like in every battle?
Bro, listen, man. Jizzy, like fuck it. I need to hear it now. Yeah,
I need to hear
every battle. Every battle there was a choke in every battle, and not a stumble. It was an audible choke in every battle, of deafening silence or repetition of, and then I stabbed him. I mean, then I stabbed him. I said, then I stabbed. You know what I mean? Like it was one of those. It was like repeating it in their head. Yeah.
Some of y'all niggas is barely even battling over there. How are you choking? Like.
Bro,
whatever.
Let me say this too. I want to get this bar out right now. Beasley, my nigga, no vaulting. People need to see this, because this is all types of levels of people leaving earth and other guys just getting embarrassed. I thought guys not coming with their shit, dudes not like, but it was at the same time though, in the same battle, dudes were going in. And some of these dudes, I think, put it together in a way that's going to translate and probably gain them a lot more fans, as it should. And I think we need to figure out what we're going to do with these battles when they come out. So
you know what? You know what? Let's just get into it, man. And when you call about, I'll figure that part out. Let's just get into it.
Oh yeah, facts. All right, bet we can get right into it. All right, so like I said, I showed up at the venue. First of all, the joint was in Queens. Again, nice venue, things like that. Not a huge line or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Mostly the guys that you see typically at the events, like when you go and stuff like that, right? You just really start to get to know people that turn up for events, right? Now, the event was slated to start at 2. It started much, much later than that. I think part of that was because of the difficulties with travel, so I can't be too mad about that. And, you know, guys waiting to show and things like that. So I think that's why it happened like that, right? So so if we get to the first matchup, right? first matchup, right, was Mo Moolah versus Dot. Now,
okay.
Yeah. Now, coming into this joint, I was actually very, very, very excited to see. Yo, it's so funny, man. Yo, man. So I was actually pretty excited, right, to see Mo Moolah, because I still think kid is talented. You know what I'm saying? Like, a little younger, got a little bit of style about him. You know what I mean? Like, real Bronx type dude. You know, kind of has that style about him. Doc came in there. I think when Doc showed up, he was super focused, slapping everybody up. It's being real cool, but a lot more quiet. I see, like, Mo, like, pacing in the corner, kind of doing his thing, you know, just being cool. They get on stage, man. They set that shit off. Now, out the gate, I will say this right now about Doc. Doc's bars actually got better. Like, it's gonna come off crazy, but. Bro,
he's been rapping, bro.
He was rapping, bro. He was rapping, man. He had his shit together in this one, man. And I think the thing was about it, though, is that, like, okay, he's still sprinkling the trash in. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, he's not. It's just, you know what I'm saying, like, in between the garbage is some shit. Like, it's some shit in there, bro. But the one thing that we know that he always has and he's always going to bring is that fucking performance, man. He ended up going first in the battle, man. He set the tone from the gate. And it's funny because I think when you see him live and those mannerisms and, you know what I'm saying, he's a small dude, but he's like talking that shit too, right? So it was going over well, man. His first round was cool. Good energy, probably better for Dot in terms of lyrics or whatever. Now, you get to Mo, yo, Mo Moolah, man, he just was, and it was a problem all night, real robotic, man, real robotic, almost like he was reading that shit, like, yeah, like, it was just like, like, he was doing, like, almost like the K-Shine type of joint, like, you know how they, you know that little rhyme pattern that they use sometimes to get in him in DNA? He was kind of doing that, but it was like no energy behind it. And then, again, this is a kid with charisma and with some style about him and shit like that too. And not for nothing, like, niggas get on him for the dance and shit. Bro, if that's what is getting you over, like, with the fans and people connecting with that shit from a performance standpoint, do that shit. I never understood the big deal. Like, if I could dance and I could, fuck that, I'm using that. Gotta use it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. He didn't. He chose to try to outbar Dot. He went after the reach and shit. It wasn't super creative or anything like that. I actually liked his first round. It was okay. But it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. It seemed like it was about to start turning up, and it wasn't enough. You get to the second round. Now, second round, Dot starts to get trash. Like, I'm not like, okay. Yeah, Dot, I think one time – he had one bar, though, I thought was crazy in the second. I think he's like, yo, I treat this nigga like the eight ball. He'd be the last thing I hit or some shit like that. It was like a gun line that he had. It was pretty dope. I'm like, all right, cool. He had a little jump in with Gwitty. That shit, that was a dud. But again, I mean, it's Doc, and it's still entertaining. It's still, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, all you really have to do is go crazy with him on the lyrics or outperform him. Now, if you're not going to go crazy lyrically, you're going to have to outperform him, which I think is a bad strategy going into the shit. Mo was not crazy lyrically. He was not crazy lyrically. So after Dot second, which was it was Dot, right? So and then you get to old boy second, man, and this is when the shit started to get dirty, man. Fucking Dot started talking. You know, a little bit. Yeah, okay, like, you know how somebody rapping and you might say, oh, this nigga pussy. No, I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, a little comment here and there, and then Mo pauses like, yo, like, don't talk through my round, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't talk through your shit.
Oh, shit.
That, yeah. So I always get worried when people do shit like that. I'm like, you done lost your place. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you even talking around this nigga? It almost seemed like, yo, when y'all practice, are y'all practicing around, like, loud music? It's other people in the room kind of chatting away when y'all doing it, just so y'all get used to the random crowd chatter and you can get through your shit. It just makes me wonder how people prepare. Anyway, Dot starts to do that. He checks Dot. I'm not necessarily mad at him doing that, but then he chokes. He chokes. Yeah. It was a bad choke, man. It was a bad choke. Mm-hmm. He ended up getting it back, but it was like you already lost the first round on some, yo, I'm just comparing the rounds. This nigga got you. And then the second round, you just choked. And it was like, oh, man, like that was hard, man. That was tough. That was tough, man. That was tough. And the worst part about it is that, you know, when you're going up against somebody like Dot, it really, I don't know if it takes that much, right? Like, lyrically, it doesn't take that much. But if he's performing, then it gets crazy. Then you get to the third and shit. By this time, the crowd is already like, man, like, I can't believe Dot just beat dude. Like, and I'll say this, too, going into the building beforehand, mad people were excited to see him, Mo Moolah battle. People were excited to see Dot, too, because we hadn't seen him in a while. But most people had Mo winning this shit coming in. He ends up losing it. I thought 2-0. He comes in the third. He actually has some shit. And this was like, yo, he really pissed me off. Mo, if you listening, you really pissed me off. I'm like, yo, where was this nigga at? He gets to his third. He's on some shit. He's talking to Dot. He's breaking him down. He's breaking down a little stupid shit Dot has said in the past. Numerous different things you can draw from. And then he incorporates his own shit in there, a little bit more presence with it. You know what I mean? And it's just like, but it was already too late. It was already too late. So that shit happened. And, yeah, man, he lost, man. He lost. He lost. And
2-1, so you got a 2-1?
Clear 2-1. Clear 2-1 okay. Loss. I give him the third round. And this is one of the ones that I really, man, damn, I would have been willing to take a bet on that one, but yeah, that was bad, man. That was real bad. So, yeah. So that's okay. So that's that one. But that was the first choke of the night, man. And that choke was bad, bro. That choke was real bad, man. Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you, man. That shit was bad. So, battle wasn't too great, but Dot did get the win. He does deserve credit for that, and he's gonna entertain people when that shit comes out. Cool.
Okay,
all right. So. What you say?
No, okay, Dot.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, Dot gets his credit because, just in my opinion, man, like everything counts, right? You got to win. You deserve credit for getting that win. Now we're gonna do a little count, right? Whoever's affiliated with Cave Gang Dot Mob, right? So that's one for Dot Mob, right? All right, cool. All right, so next one is Reaper Rel versus Real Deal. Now this battle was dope, okay. And actually before the shit even popped off, before the battle even popped off and shit like that, right? Just kind of sizing up both of them, seeing what, you know, who was doing what. Real Deal, calm, relax, you know, whatever. Like, yo, Reaper Rel looked like he was in fucking kill mode, bro. Like, you know how, like, before everything, everybody just chilling, you know, maybe slapping up, interacting a little bit. Like, Reaper's cool, so he's doing that. But then he gets over in the corner and he's just chilling. Him and Goody, you know what I mean? Just like he's getting in mode. So he was already prepared for the shit that was going off. All right, so it starts off, right? Real Deal actually set it off, man. Yo, vintage Real Deal. The same type of thing that he brought to A-Ward, the breakdowns, the getting ahead of so much shit. He captured so many different angles on Reaper Rel. And it's funny, too, because it's almost like listening to Real Deal battles, you learn more about his opponent because he's digging in so deep into what you do and how you act and, like, you know what I mean, the whole class thing. He dug into all of that shit. His first round was great. It was a great first round, classic Real Deal. I think he said some shit where he's like, yo, you sound like the narrator from Unsolved Mysteries. I was dead. Because, like, Reaper does have that. Yeah, Reaper Rel, like, he's real, like he has that narrator voice. Like, yo, and Real Deal, he had everybody rolling with that shit, so that was dope. And then it was so, as a matter of fact, I think it was so dope that when Reaper started off his round, his first round and shit, people was kind of laughing because they like, yo, he really does sound like a narrator voice type. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever. Now, Reaper came out the gate in the first round swinging. Crazy. He was dope, man. And the crazy thing about him is, I don't know what I think this is a talent, almost like I don't know if you, Caps, you don't listen to 21 Savage. You don't listen to that. Okay. All right. I'm going to use that comparison. Like, his music is extra hype, but he's not extra hype on the mic. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like he's doing the reverse of what like, Waka Flocka used to do. Like, Waka's hype on everything, and so niggas get hype. It's almost like he's calm, but the track is so, you know, it's still real hype. It's crazy. I think that's a dope talent to have. You don't have to yell to make the shit come off, right? So, he went in. He went in on Real Deal. A lot of good bars, breaking him down, breaking his style down, really rapping, like, probably the most lyrical I've seen him. Great first round. Only thing that people probably not going to like about the round is that Reaper definitely rapped longer. Reaper definitely rapped longer in that first round. Now, that round is the most debatable round of the battle. That round is the most debatable round of the battle. Yeah, the first round. All right, so then you get to the second. Second round, man, second round, Real Deal was cool. It wasn't crazy, though. Like, he dug into the whole, what he digging? He got into, like, he just really started getting into the style breakdown, getting into Reaper, like, his personal life, his posting on Facebook and shit like that. So really going off on that, but still mixing in the crazy, you know, disrespectful type shit that Real Deal would do. So, like, it's just a lot of facets when you're battling somebody like that. He's not going to stay on the same subject. It's not going to be repetitive. It's not the same type of buildup. So it was dope. They both was giving you that same type of feel. Real Deal's second round was not as crazy as his first, but still a very solid round. Reaper Rel's second round was fire. Whoa. This nigga left Earth. His second round might have been one of the best rounds of the night. Like, hands down. So, yeah, yeah. And I think it was a moment where I'm like, yo, he's really fighting for respect right now. You know what I mean? Like, he's really trying to make sure that the people that's in attendance and the people that watch this battle understand that he's out to get his name known. I think, you know, and he did say this, and props him for saying this. He was like, yo, it come from, you know, media outlets like Angry Fans Radio saying, like, why are you battling Real Deal? Like, you know what I mean? So he took that to heart. And it's probably some of the best material that I've heard from Reaper. And yeah, man. Yeah, he went in. He went in and I think the problem is, though, the problem is, again, is gonna be the round length. But I would say in this case, Reaper had already won the round with maybe a minute left, right? And he actually ended up going maybe 2 minutes after that. So his round was long as fuck, and I guess Deal didn't want to distract him, because you always run into that scenario where, you know, you fuck up the footage if you looking like the defeated party, you know what I mean, or if you trying to stop the time. He didn't want no situation like that. It's probably okay, because it still ended up being a great battle. All right, you get to the third round. Now, third round to me, tie 1-1. First round is probably super close, right? So at this point, we have a battle. This is a debatable battle going up into the third round. Real Deal goes in. He goes in. He talks about the, you know, the kid situation, the little custody shit that, you know, he was going through and got out of, thankfully, which was dope, by the way. Shout to him on that. So he went in on that whole thing. You know, he went in on that whole, their whole little era. The face paint, like, yo, like, he's like, you got the face of a clown, but no it factor, shit like that. Like, Real Deal was snapping, bro. Like, it was a good round. Again, not as good as his first, but definitely better than that second round, and a dope round overall. Again, I think I left there thinking, like, Real Deal, like, when it comes to this battling shit, and you'll see it throughout the night, the vets, the guys who've been seasoned and, like, steeped in this thing, man, they showed it was levels, man. It's levels. It's not just your random bars and all that. The angles, the way you put and you crafting your round after round, I think he had that, bro. So then, okay, so the third round was dope. Still beatable, in my opinion, if Reaper can come up with what he came with in the second round, right? We get to the third round with Reaper, and he wants to rebuttal the custody line, which was it made sense, the custody angle, the kids angle, and to me it was like he could have made his points more effectively, saying like, look, I'm a black man and I've had custody of all of my kids like since 08 and I hold it down as a father and shit, which I could fuck with. And then at the same time, when Dill took the angle of you dissing your baby moms and shit like that, I thought Reaper was gonna be like, yo, plenty of niggas hate their baby moms, like what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is what it is. And I thought that would have won it over. It was an easy angle, I felt like, to rebuttal. I think Rel might have spent a little bit too much time on it. He had maybe a couple bars about it, but then he jumps back into his stuff, right? He gets to a part where he talks about Real Deal and the whole Dot Mob situation, him not being out there to support people and also not getting support and, you know, exposing them, quote unquote, for saying, oh, yeah, well, you don't even know who Snake Eyes is. Like, you had an interview, you didn't even know who he was. And then Real Deal is like, I guess, you know, they talking back and forth. He's like, yo, he right there. You don't even know who he is. The crowd went crazy. You know what I mean? It was dope. So then he gets back into his shit after a little hype situation. It was fire, too, by the way. Gets back into it. He chokes.
Damn, Reaper Rel
choked. Yeah. And it was a leave without your hands situation. It was repeatedly trying to recall the bar. You know what I'm saying? And then to make it worse, to add insult to injury, Snake Eyes gets on the stage, daps up Real Deal, and is like, see what happened when you start lying, Reed? It was a great moment. It'll look good on cam. It was a great moment. And I think that was so battle rap. Like, that was dope. Matter of fact, Reaper Rel versus Snake Eyes should probably happen at some point in the distant future. Just saying. Okay. So then that happened, right? Whole crowd audible, like, ah, like it was one of those where it's like, damn, Reap, like you could have did this undebatably, right? I give Real Deal the third off of that. It could have been, you know, it could have been no debate had he came with the same caliber of material in the second. Now, what he ended up telling me was that he ended up changing some things that he had in the third a little bit later on, you know what I mean? So, like, that sort of factored into it, and the type of reaction that he got after the whole exposing the Snake Eyes thing, it happened, right? I think the gravity of the moment may have gotten to him a little bit. All in all, though, I would call the battle for Real Deal 2-1. First round is close. A lot of people are going to have Reaper winning that shit with the first two rounds. But all in all, from this battle, it's two main takeaways I have. First one, y'all got to start respecting Reaper Rel. You have to. I made a post earlier about people in that cohort who have clear wins. Reaper Rel has some shit, right? Like, so I don't think his wins are necessarily clear like that. I think he did beat Gutter, but I don't think it's clear like that. I think what he did with Real Deal is going to get him a lot more respect. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I think this is a big deal. And for Real Deal, yo, URL, whoever he wants to battle next, I feel like y'all should line them up. And I don't think it should necessarily be any of those guys in that little cohort right there. I think what he did against Reaper Rel and Reaper stepping up to that plate, I don't believe everybody could do what Reaper Rel did. And I would like to see him against more vet competition. And not for nothing, I guess, if you're an up-and-comer and you really want to test the different types of things you can rap about in your overall like versatility as a battler, Real Deal is the dude that you want to battle. So we always talk about like this matchup making sense and, you know what I mean, how do we justify a certain matchup happening? I think the fact that Real Deal is going to push you to write more than just, you know what I mean, random bars and random, because he's going to come with stuff specifically targeted for you. It's going to force you to reach into your bag. And I think Reaper stepped up to the plate, minus that, the choke and everything like that, right? But that battle was dope, and for my money, that was battle of the night, and well worth it. And both of those guys definitely deserve props.
That was battle of the night?
Hell yeah, that battle was very good, man. That battle was good, man.
Oh shit,
the battle was very good. Yeah.
Shout out to Reaper Rel and Real Deal. Okay.
Yeah. Big shout. And then the other thing too, though, and I think when people see it, man, it's gonna change a lot of perceptions. And I'm going to say it again, Reaper Rel, you not wearing that face paint and what I think will be your most highly regarded battle is a big miss. It just is. I think it's a miss because I think a lot of people going to look at this battle, and as a part of your marketing, part of your brand, you wearing the face paint is part of that, right? So, I don't know. Just if I'm thinking out loud, but very dope battle tonight. I would award it. I would, if it's anybody you're gonna wear that shit again. Real Deal is gonna be the guy. But then again, maybe you want to take away that angle. But Deal is smarter than that. He's not gonna just go after that. So, yeah. So that battle was fire, man. Damn. Yeah, but that, okay, if you count right now, that's the second choke that took place. All right, cool. All right, so what was I feel like I had something else to say about that battle. Ugh. All right, that shit was solid. Okay, cool. So next battle that happened, and I want to get to this battle because this is important, right? Because all you niggas, man. Yeah, okay, all right. Let me not go there. let me not do that because I be wanting to I want to just do this straight down the middle, just get it done with. All right, cool. So next battle was Tone Montana and Snake Eyes. Coming into the battle, I had Snake Eyes winning the battle. Starting off and shit, I think Snake Eyes was there a little bit early, got a chance to like mix and mingle with everybody, you know what I mean, and just kind of get in the zone. But some was already focused, man. He was focused from jump. Tone was there, cool, you know what I mean? Like, both dudes real cordial and shit like that. So, no real crazy pregame, whatever. Just Snake Eyes kind of sitting in the corner like, you know, I'm ready to kill some shit. I'm like, I don't even feel comfortable talking to you right now, man. Just, yeah, do your thing, and you know what I mean? So, anyway, Snake Eyes set the shit off, right? He set the battle off in the first round. He was killing shit, bro. He was killing it. Like, out the gate, just like straight, that all that gritty shit, all that savagery, all of that stuff. And the thing about him, though, I think that's important too, is that he be saying shit. I think the big knock on him is that, look, it's a lot of real talk and, you know, whatever, whatever, but he be saying shit. And it's like, I think he's going to get a lot of press from that. Like, man, he has some bars in there. I don't want to spoil it too much, but he always manages to throw at least two or three different shots in there too. Almost every round. I think maybe every other round he has some crazy shots. So he set the bar high in the first round. Probably some of the best Snake Eyes you're gonna see. If I could compare it to any one round that I thought was crazy from him, if I'm comparing it, maybe the way he set it off against Black Mugga in the first round. The way just like out the gate, you know what I mean? Just loaded up with punchlines, though. You know, a lot more punchlines, and he's responsible for some haymakers, despite not being crazy lyrical, because that's not really his focus, right? So he set the bar pretty high. Tone Montana starts off the round. He started off pretty slow. He did. I mean, it took him a little minute, but then he got to it. He got to it, and then he finally was like, all right, cool. He started hitting it, and I was like, oh, shit, it's getting to a long day. The thing about Tone, though, is that it's not just punchlines, it's not just schemes, it's not just all that shit. He actually does have a concept that he's trying to go off of. The problem is that sometimes he can take long to the punch, which is weird for somebody like him, but I think because he's talking that shit, we don't usually associate that with somebody also taking long to get to the punch, get to the scheme. A little bit weird to me. Maybe that's my own insight on that. But so he starts doing that. As soon as he starts to cook, he kind of finished short in that round. It just was not enough. I think he may have finished short. It was definitely shorter than Snake Eyes. It was a complete round, but it wasn't crazy, right? So as soon as it started heating up, it was like it was over. Then he lost that round. You know what I mean? And it was like, okay, all right, well, maybe this is just the first round, cool, you know, whatever. It was a solid round from Tone, not taking nothing away from him. He had some moments in there. Snake Eyes just had more haymakers, more content, a very, very aggressive delivery, and he uses the whole stage when he's doing shit. So that's fire. But he got that shit. All right, let's get to it now. All right, so we get to the second round with Snake Eyes. Now, Snake Eyes starts talking to this nigga Filthy, bro. Like, he starts talking to him Filthy. And it got to the point where you hear from the audience Jim shouting, like, let's go. It's the best you ever been. I see niggas not dirty no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the whole crowd is just in shock. Like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, he's killing shit in a second. And like, really still keeping that same type of energy he kept in the first round, right? So off that alone, it was like, yo, Tone, whatever you was doing in that first, I hope this second is fire. Because it was a lot going on in Snake Eyes' round. All right, cool. So then you get to the second, you get to Tone's second. He fucking chokes. Tone Montana chokes in the second round. So that,
nigga,
so that happened.
You telling me the first round, the nigga stopped short, like a minute short.
Yeah.
Then he choked in the second?
The first round may have been short. It wasn't crazy short. It wasn't like a – it was a passable round, but the second round he definitely choked and he definitely ended early. So – and he did that for the next two rounds. Like he ended early in the next two rounds, and it wasn't good. It just was not good. And I think –
this nigga paid his whole flight, hotel, and all that to get 3-0?
Bruh. He rapped about a minute, and I had niggas, and it was, so after the, this is how funny the battle rap is, right? So that, again, that community was diehard fans. A lot of them dudes was actually timing the, like, how long people was going, and it was kind of funny to see, right? It seemed like the type of dudes who argue about this stuff online, you know what I mean? So Tone rapped for about a minute and 40 seconds, and I only know that because the dude next to me made sure, Tony Bro, he rapped, man, for like a minute and 40. I don't know, man. This shit not looking good. So by that time, in my head, it was already 2-0 clear for Snake Eyes. 2-0 clear going into the third. Snake Eyes third round again. Still dope. Probably not his better round. I thought his best round probably was his first. I do like it's between his first and second. Probably not a crazy round, but he'd already fucking won the battle. Like, so, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, we just doing bonus points now. Again, Snake Eyes turns in another very complete round with dope shit, with moments. He's always going to give you a couple room shakers per. And then Tone comes up and he hits his whole pristine schemes and concepts. All right, cool. All right, this is what I've been waiting for. Bro, when I tell you that shit airball bad, like Carlton when he tried to shoot that last second half court, bruh, it just was. It was bad, man. It was bad. It sounded like spoken word to me. I said, I'm like, is it what's going on? Like, it's not even, like what are we doing? It was flat, bro. It was flat, and that's supposed to be your special joint.
I mean,
yeah, it was bad. He did a long scheme, which seemed like it was building up to something dope, but then that last bar just killed. It was like, what? Like, it just. I feel like it might have been a scheme about, like, fruit or some shit. Like, just something random. Like a random topic. Something random, but it did not hit. And it seemed like he wanted that shit to he wanted that to hit so bad, and it didn't, bro. It didn't. It was bad, bro. It was bad. And then he finished early, so then niggas was like, what? And it's probably my voice you're going to hear yelling 3-0. Yelling 3-0 around a groups of pissed off niggas that was like, yo, really? Because I was getting killed. I was getting killed. If anybody who's been to the events knows, that little front of the line section where everybody's debating, I was getting killed about predicting the Snake Eyes win. So everybody in there was like, damn, like he really beat Sun 3-0. And, you know, after the fact, people coming up like, yo, I got to give you your respect, bro. Like, it's a 30, man. It's a 30 rock.
How was Tone Montana's demeanor after the battle? Like, did he look like damn or what?
He looked like he just didn't give. He looked apathetic to me. I mean, I don't know. He didn't seem like a guy who just lost the battle 3-0. Like, you lost the battle 3-0 to a guy with 9 battles, maybe, right? Like, Snake Eyes maybe got 9 or 10.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't look like that guy. He looks like a guy who just...
Is it over with Tone? I should have been asking it.
I'm all set with Tone. I'm not using you to know. Yeah, I'm all set. You can't do that twice, right? Like, I've been to two events now where you've been 3-0 by two. Not only did you get 3-0, you got 3-0 by two different types of rappers. Like, who can you beat? We got to ask this question. Like, who can you beat? Because you got beat by St. Mike.
To be fire.
Bruh, you get beat by St. Mike, who is a completely different type of rapper than Snake Eyes. So you getting beat by lyrical, scheming, you know what I'm saying, heavy content type dudes. And then you also getting beat by the street dudes that's cut from that certain cloth, and you know what I mean? Like, you getting beat by that, a Midwest dude and a dude from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Twice on your – I'm all set. I'm all set with Tone, bro. I'm all set, man.
Momola. You done with Momola?
Yeah, I'm low-key all set with Mo, too. And as much as I and that one, actually, I'm not proud to say, because the thing is that I think that kid is talented. I think he might have overthought the situation a little bit too much. He didn't have to do what I think he was trying to do in there against Dot. You don't have to try to lyrically beat him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do that. At least you should do that, but you don't really have to, usually, because his bars are what they are, right? He got outperformed, and he didn't have enough bars on top of that to kind of compensate for his lack of performance. He almost seemed robotic. And I think the comparison, the juxtaposition of watching Dot, who is sometimes just not saying shit, but making it hit because of the way he's putting it together, watching that up against Mo Moolah's robotic shit, it just is not going to look good on camera, man. I personally think so. If we making that, if we running a, like, yeah, I'm all set with Mo. Still fuck with you. Okay. I still probably come to Coliseum battles, whatever, but I'm all set with Mo right now, and I'm all set with Tone, for sure. That wasn't good, bro. Man, but Snake Eyes got to get his props, man. And I was saying before, and he got to get his props, man. He has to, because those are complete rounds. And here's the other thing, is that those rounds up against other people during the night would have also probably hit. They would have hit.
Oh, no, nice thing right there. That's good.
Yeah, it would have hit regardless. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people are going to do with this, but Snake Eyes cooked that boy. He cooked him. He cooked him. And that's it.
Shout out Snake Eyes.
Got to. You got to respect him after this one. As far as the conversation about him being ready for Gotti, I want to wait for footage to drop off. But what I will say about Snake Eyes is that when it comes – now, this match is going to be so dope because they both have that street shit. They both can come with some haymakers. They both, like, be talking that shit. I think the one thing about Snake Eyes, though, is that he seems to be a little bit more strategic when he puts his shit together. Strategic by, like, when he touches on – he's saving certain topics for certain parts of the round and later on in the – you know what I mean? Like, he does a thing where, like, he see the haymaker get in that life. You know, he can let it breathe. He don't got to keep going. It's no – you know what I mean? Like, you know how some people, like, do the whole thing where they try to quiet the crowd down or they let the crowd reaction get to him? He's one of those dudes that's going to rap through all of that. Like, he doesn't care. Like, you don't got to like it almost, right? So, like, sometimes the big reactions sort of catch him off guard. And also another thing about him that I fuck with this battle over his other battles, like, the strategic, like, water breaks of, like, the, all right, they cheering now, let me go grab this water, let me get my shit right, breath control, all that. That shit was on point. You know what I mean? So that was dope. All right, so then next battle. Oh, man. Damn, yo. All right, so if you're counting, we got Mo Moolah with the choke. We got Tone Montana with the choke. Cool. Okay, cool. So then you get to Prez versus Cortez. Now, this battle, I thought, had a lot of promise, you know what I'm saying, coming up. A lot of people, actually, that's when the room, like, really filled up. I guess Tez had to make the performance before that, so he had to go. Always is mad focused and shit like that. Real cool, personable, that type of shit. Everybody was cool. Tez came in there like he meant business. He came right up there. Naf was there. Hands was there on his side. On Prez's side, which is important, it was Twerk, Jack Boy, J Murda, you know what I'm saying, that little collective over there. So they, everybody was just, was there waiting to see this shit, man. All right, so then we end up getting to the, man, listen, man. We end up getting to the shit, right? We get into the first round. We get into the first round, man. And yo, Prez was like, okay, so Tez, he started that bitch off like crazy, bro. Like, I'm trying to, let me look back real quick because I don't want to fuck up who actually went.
Yeah.
First, who went first?
Who went next? I was gonna say that's like a mate. Like Dylan Uno.
Yeah. All right. So, what would you say? No. Tez and Prez went next, but I mean we could skip to Bill and Uno if you want. I don't wanna fuck up who went first. Damn. Okay. So the first round was on. It was on Tez, I believe, going first and shit. Damn. And his first round, actually, I thought his first round was actually round of the night up to that point. His first round was stupid on Prez. He went stupid on Prez. And yeah, man, the shit was it was bad, man. It was bad. The things that Tez did dope in this battle, right? Tez, very, very content, going crazy, but the flow was on point. And in that type of room where everybody's just trying to listen and he's hitting you with that, like he's breaking shit down and it was no need to really bring too much shit back. But he was, man, he was killing. He was snapping. And it's going to look similar to the Holohan shit. It's going to look similar to the Diz shit. Like he was doing his fucking thing, bro. And Prez, I think Prez in his first round was actually decent. But it was not enough. It was not enough. Yeah. Yeah, man. And he asked some shit like, oh, you the Prez, you should get used to these choppers on your lawn. Like, what? Oh, my God. So yeah, just shit like that, bro. And then they kept making jokes about Prez said some shit like, you know, if I lose, this shit getting vaulted. Like, it was dope. And then Tez had a comeback saying like, yeah, you know, there was a no vault clause in the contract and shit, so that was dope. Yeah. And then he asked some shit like, oh, Mr. High, my bars, like, nigga, I got a vault for that. Like, that was crazy. So, yeah, man, Tez wild out. And, like, I can't say Prez didn't say nothing. Like, Prez has some shit, too. Good performance still. Good work from Prez, man, but I think he was just outclassed, man, and there's no other way to really put that. Shout out to Jims too for reminding Tez. It was yo, it's the parade today, man. We gotta win. This shit was funny, man. That shit was cool. So Prez, man, Prez, he choked. He had a couple chokes, man. And the one choke that he had, I believe in the third, was so bad that it was just like, it was uncomfortable, and hands was up there like just joking, you know what I'm saying, with a nigga in the crowd. It was just, yeah, it was bad, man. It looked bad. I've never seen Prez like that. Somebody hit me with that, but I cannot remember another time where Prez choked that bad. Yeah.
Jeez.
What?
Yeah.
You trying to get it back or
it
something?
It was bad. He tried to get it back, and he actually did end up finishing his stuff. That's the one thing I will say. Okay, if I'm thinking about this shit logically, not on some critical battle rap shit, like if you fuck up like that on the stage in front of whatever amount of people, and it's embarrassing, and you got the whole thing, whatever, and you come back and you do it, that shit does take courage to do. But he lost the battle, and I don't believe that had he not stumbled, he would have won it. Let's just put it like that. I think Taz material was just too strong. There was too much connecting with the crowd. And overall, the whole, like, the aesthetics test of, like, this cat is just professional. You know what I'm saying? And then people had in their head already, like, yo, he's really about to battle right now and then go to Summer Jam. Like, that's crazy. So on top of that, you cooking too. And Taz third was so powerful, but because, like I said, standing behind him was, you know, Jack Boy, Twerk, J Murda, you know what I'm saying, some of the younger cats or whatever. And when Tez start breaking down the generations and the level of disrespect that he feels is coming from them toward the guys who laid the groundwork, man, it was epic, man. It was dope. Tez's third round was it was a backbreaker regardless. He was pointing out Twerk and Jack Boy. He was in they shit after that. Like, he was like, yo, like, I'm talking to all of y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then he has Math and Hands and all them behind him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the visual of it, I think, is going to look dope.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bad, man. It was a bad situation. It's hard for me to – okay, so Tez was undoubtedly performance of the night. No doubt about that. That was performance of the night. His first round, likely round of the night. Maybe it's either his first round or his third round. And then, like, maybe followed by Reaper's second round and then Real Deal's first round, Snake Eyes' first round. Like, these were the best rounds of the night, in my opinion. And Tez came in there. He cleaned that boy up, man. He cleaned him up. And, you know, but if we're doing a conversation of what are we doing with Prez, here's my take on Prez. I think between this battle, between the DNA battle, I think when it comes to that, he has to prove that he can clearly beat that caliber of MC. He has to prove that he can do that. Because I'll tell you this, anybody from these newer classes and shit like that, or mid-tier and down, Prez is going to beat them. I have faith that he would beat them, and probably clearly. But his problem right now is that, yeah, he's still entertaining enough to get booked always. He needs to be able to prove that he can hang with that next level of comp. He does. And for this situation, you know, anything is possible, man, for a nigga. The reason why somebody might actually choke, anything is possible. I do think that the gravity of the moment and seeing that Tez was literally owning the room the whole time, I think that did get to him, which is rare for Prez, who typically does not care about any of that. He's still going to get through his stuff. So, what are we doing with Prez? Prez is still good.
Is Prez getting to the point that you're starting to, I wouldn't say not care about the rounds, but you're starting to look past it?
Mm. When it comes to, care about the rhymes in what regard? Like, are you talking about the stealing shit, or are you talking about, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the stealing shit. Are the fans there, do they care about it like that? Are they, like, still talking about it?
Here's the thing is that, and you know what, that's actually a good segue, because I think Tez definitely did the most effective job of breaking down the stealing shit in a way that was funny, in a way that connected. In a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, it connected the different bars that he had. It was dope. It was a very veteran approach to taking that. Like, he talked to Prez about the stealing shit the way that people have been wanting Prez to get talked to about the stealing shit. You see what I'm saying? Like,
really?
I think the only other person who did a better breakdown, I think, of the stealing is Nun. Like, out of his recent battles, that's the only person I think who's done a better job of discussing the whole stealing shit. And to me, Cortez shit was just next level. It was next level. You know what I mean? And so that was dope. But I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think fans are still going to kill Prez for that, because, you know, even if you at the event and you saying like, whatever, like, yo, he stole bars, this and that, he's still entertaining. He still has his shit together, and he's a top-notch performer at the end of the day. I just think that was not his day, and the gravity of that situation got to him. He just was outclassed by a vet, a guy who deserves more respect, as we've been saying. So, yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Cortez and Prez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I mean, it would be a damn shame if this one got into the vault. But here's the thing about all these battles is that you could say, okay, so-and-so choked or so-and-so stumbled, but the other dude was leaving Earth. So usually it was like, okay, cool. Like, it's enough in that battle for it to be like, okay, cool, you know?
Yeah, you could still drop another dud.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it's not a dud at all. But, yeah, that's another choke. All right, so next battle was Bill Collector and Uno Lavos. All right, cool. So I'ma come clean. I gotta come clean. I listened to the first round. I went outside and I found a lighter. And shout out to my bro Red Flag and, you know, Jay Murda and everybody who, you know, everybody was chilling. I was all set. No. That battle was garbage, bruh. That shit was trash, man. Yes. Yeah, okay, all right. There's one round where, yo, the Bill Collector's second round was vintage Bill, and he was snapping. I'm not going to hold you. He was snapping in that round. I did the first round of both, well, half of the first, like, I couldn't, it was terrible. It was awful. I don't know what to say. There's nothing I can say about this that's going to be good. Wow. No, it was terrible. It was bad. I mean, I think, okay, so, yeah, it was bad. Okay, so Bill's second round, if you're a Bill fan, if you remember when Bill was killing shit and still, you know, okay, so obviously these dudes still going to give you a show, and I'm pretty sure when, you know, YouTube starts to play and you're just letting it go, you're going to get some laughs out of it. You're going to get some, you know, a couple little moments here and there. But I'm off.
No.
It didn't fit. That battle didn't fit the vibe of the car. It didn't fit the energy of the room. And especially going on after Prez and Cortez, like, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is this? Like, I don't get that. Yeah, it was bad, man. That was bad. Yeah. But people who fuck with Bill and remember him from when he was doing his thing and cooking and shit like that, like he definitely did that in the second round. Uno Lavos, I don't even know why. Like I don't get it. I don't get that battle. I don't understand that battle. And I left there thinking like why. So I don't know. And you know me, I usually don't do shit like that, right? But I gave it a shot, and I'm all set. Uno Lavos should probably just be a comedian.
It didn't make sense to begin with, really, to be honest with you, but okay.
Yeah. And the worst, well, I mean, I guess the, like, it was kind of embarrassing, bro. Like, it was bad. It was, all right. And I doubt it will see the light of day, so, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm hating this shit. Maybe I already do. I don't care. That shit was ass. It was ass. It's not good. Wow. Yeesh. Okay, so Caps, you got any other questions about? I mean, we could.
Who won?
Who won? Oh, Bill won the battle. Right. Bill definitely won the battle. Yeah, Uno choked and shit, and I believe that's what happened. Uno choked and Bill won, but we all lost. And Bill second was fire. And
we done.
Yeah.
What are you doing with Uno? We good?
Hmm?
Uno.
Yo.
We good with Uno?
Yo, bruh. What we doing with Uno, unless you about to deal some cards, my nigga, like, there's no reason to ask me what we doing with Uno. Like, unless.
All right. All right.
Unless we had a barbecue.
What we doing with Bill?
Playing Uno, huh? Bill, okay, Bill is still Bill, man. Bill is Bill, and the thing about Bill, right? Like, all jokes aside, still supremely entertaining dude. Like, still very charismatic. I think with a lot of these guys, this is what I'm finding out too. A lot of the vets that are in this position, it's about matchups, man. These matchups have to make sense. You can't have Bill battle another jokey, performance heavy type of dude. Like, you're just not gonna get the type of thing that you want. You know what I'm saying? You need that contrast at the very least, I think, to make the battle make sense. And I do think if Bill had a different opponent, his approach might have been a little bit different. But I'm all set with Uno. And Bill could stay. Bill just gotta have the right, it just gotta be the right matchup for Bill. It has to be the right matchup for Bill. But that matchup right there didn't do either one of them any favors. So,
I guess they were trying to do on some, like, Best of Pennsylvania certain type joint. They both from Pennsylvania, ain't they?
True. Oh, shout out to Roan, too. He was in the building. But, yeah, they both from Pennsylvania. But, I mean, Like, bring Ines, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bring, give me, you know, give me something different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I'm all set with that battle. Wow, that was bad. Okay. There was another choke in that battle, right? All right, so that was another one that we had to highlight and shit. And for all intents and purposes, I'm pretty sure Bill won. I can't say that with any real authority, given my smoke break during the middle of that battle. All right. Yo. All right, so then we get to Jay. We got the Jay and Dougie.
Okay,
this battle coming into the battle, I know a lot of people might not necessarily be the biggest fans of either of these two guys. Fuck y'all. I'm a fan of both of them. I always thought both of them are kind of underrated and actually pretty good. Maybe a couple things they need to switch up and shit like that. Cool. Seeing Jay beforehand, Jay is super quiet, always mad focused. Dougie the same way. And I think once they got into it and shit, man, yo, Jay first round. Jay does what he typically does in these first rounds. Heavy name flips, heavy sports schemes, but he was flowing. He was rapping. He was putting this shit together pretty well. Real polished. I always thought I don't think Jay gets enough credit for how polished he is actually when he's on stages and shit like that. I think it's the same thing with Dre Dennis, which I don't know how many people actually watched that battle. But to me, he always appears really polished, despite the fact that you would say, you know, his battle resume isn't crazy deep, right? So out the gate, his first round set it off, and he set a pretty high mark. I mean, it was a solid but beatable round. It was enough for Dougie to come through and give you something like he gave Torque in the second round of their battle. Or Chess for all three rounds of the battle. I was expecting that type of thing to come out. Dougie was heating up in his first. And, you know, the problem was is that it was a little bit – it felt a little bit flat at times. It took him a minute to get to these to the point with the punch and shit like that. And I think because his style is such a like he's so consistent with the type of flow and the way that he – puts his shit together sometimes, it's like people have kind of gotten used to that, and it was falling a little bit flat. I think Jay just got the round off of him. He outclassed him in the first round and shit like that. Second round, Jay fucking put his foot on the gas, bro. He put his foot on the gas, and it was movie flips, it was sports flips, it was, you know, the Dougie flips, even though I think Do You, G-Y, like the, you know what I mean? That whole thing that, like Chess said, something similar to that, I'm pretty sure. But Jay said it, and it was dope. Jay had his shit together, man. He had a good plan of attack. Suge was right there behind him and shit like that, talking that same Jersey shit, but really attacking, coming at Dougie. And I felt like, I'm like, man, yo, Dougie really has to fight to get this together, man. He really has to fight. Then he gets to the second. He starts getting into his shit. He's cool, polished. And then he starts to cook, like really getting into that back. You know, he starts pacing around and, you know what I mean? He got that sort of that erratic flow, and he feeds off the energy of what he's saying or whatever, right? As soon as he starts to get into that pocket, he chokes, bro. He chokes in the second, man. Yeah. Yeah, he choked. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you
and okay, it was not pretty. It was not pretty.
Ooh.
It was repeated words. It was bad, bro. It was bad.
Trying to
and
bring
I'm pretty
it back,
sure
still couldn't get it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it was, damn, I'm almost positive that it was such a bad choke that old boy just went next, like they just cut the round and let Jay go. If I'm mistaken, that my bad, but pretty sure that was the case, that the choke was so long. It was like, well, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was bad. And then it got to the third, and it was like Jay already won the battle, right? That's what I'd be thinking in my head already. So I'm like, okay, so what is Jay about to do right now? So then Jay starts snapping. Jay starts snapping again. Same caliber as what he was given in the first. Not quite as good. If I'm not mistaken, I think his second might have been his strongest round, but I'll have to see it again to confirm. But, again, he starts snapping, doing his thing, consistent. You know what I'm saying? Already had in the, already had the battle in the books, and I think he knew that. So he was just way more confident. He was killing shit, bro. Jay was working, man. Jay was working, and he has to get props for that. Dougie goes again in his third. Again in his third. Before his third started, little minor drop off the stage. I don't know if he went to go check something in the back or get some water. It looked like he came back with some water. So, like, I'm going to just say that maybe he went and grabbed some water. Cool. Comes back on the stage, starts to do his thing. Yeah, left the stage for a little bit. Came back on the stage, starts to do his thing, gets into it, and he stops short.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Man, yeah, man, yeah. Pressure's on, bro. Pressure's on, man. The pressure is on, man. Yeah.
Wow. And you know what's crazy about
it?
Yeah. Can I say something? I think niggas forget when Dougie. Am I bugging? Or was Dougie's first battle? Niggas is really going crazy over him at first, right? Or am I tripping?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And it was. You know, it was warranted, man. It was warranted, you know. It was warranted because I think what he was doing against Chess was crazy. What he was doing against, against Twerk, I think got a lot of acclaim. Even though I think some people say that Joe beat him, I still thought his material was pretty good. Then the two-on-two material that I heard from him was dope. So, always thought, man, that he had his shit together, man. I thought he had his shit together, man. And this was not a good look for him, man. It was not a good look, man. Yeah, man.
What?
It was not.
What are we doing with Dougie? You good or what? You still got
faith? Yeah. All right, so. So here's the thing.
One more battle.
This would be his first. I think this would be his first like loss on URL. And I think he beat Joe. You know what I'm saying? I think he beat Twerk. And for this one, it was like, damn, son, you know what I mean? He just didn't seem as prepared for it. Or if the moment had gotten to him, I'll never know. I can't get inside his head, but. I felt like he actually needed this one to at least be debatable. And I think had he came up with complete shit, it would have, you know, he would have made a case for it just being a good battle between them. But, nah, that was a smoke session, bro. That was he smoked him.
Dang.
You know what I mean? He did, man. Shout to Jay. Shout to Jay for that.
Shout out to Jay, man. Shout out to Jay 400. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, Dougie.
So, Yep. That was bad. All right, so then we get to YK and Moneybags. Now, before this battle right here, I oh God, Cap, right? Because it's like it's two people I know that you fuck with, and we just some of these battles. I'm like, yo, I fuck with both of y'all. Just have a good battle for the sake of everything.
Yeah,
like, please just have a good battle, my nigga. Right? Because they would have just – if you would have just had a good battle, we would have been okay. Yo, YK came out the gate and was crazy. Like, just crazy, bro. Crazy. And it was like – it was bad, man. It was bad. And the problem was is that, like, Moneybags is a dope rapper, man. Like, Moneybags has his shit together. And they actually both had some shit. Bags went first. Bags was rapping his ass off. And – the thing about him, though, is that – so, and I noticed this watching the Prez battle, which is actually a lot better on cam than I gave it credit for initially, so shout to them on that. But Bags be rapping, and a lot of his shit really in the building is, you know, because he is such a – he's an MC with it, and he's a little bit faster with it. Cats might not react to it in a way that the bar probably deserves necessarily, you know what I'm saying? So he had to get through that hurdle, you know what I mean? And once – I think his first is actually pretty good, man. But YK, again, same situation with Real Deal. He just got outclassed, straight up. he got outclassed. He, you know what I'm saying? He was working. He was working, man. And I think because YK was getting the type of reception, and this is what I noticed about YK too and shit, and I noticed it immediately from the first round. It's not like it's room shaker moments. It's not like it's like you know what I mean? Like stop everything, like, you know, 10-second reactions on every bar. It's like he just mauls you down, bro. Like, he's just, you know what I'm saying? He's running you down bar after bar after bar. And then I feel like the crowd starts to really sense that type of momentum, and you like, yo, he is really fucking this nigga up. It ain't really like it's no crazy haymaker, but everything is consistently dope enough to where it's like, man, this is kind of a lot if you're looking at what landed, you know what I'm saying, what was hitting and what was put together well. And then the other thing YK deserves credit for, everybody does name flips. I don't think YK does his shit like anybody else. I think his name flips are top notch. You can't even mistake one of his flips for somebody else's shit. It's that original. But Bax first wasn't bad. He just got outclassed in the round. Actually, thinking about it, I'm not mad at Bax first at all. So then you get to the second. Bax with the stumble. Bax. Okay, Bax with the stumble at the end of the first. Closed out the first a little funny. But first was cool. Bax with his second round, it just seemed like he may have lost pace of where he was at. He kind of forgot his place. He seemed like he was freestyling and shit, which if he was, actually pretty dope freestyle. But it just – then he choked. He choked.
Oh,
Bax turned around and choked. And I have never seen a Money Bags battle where he choked. Maybe I'm tripping, but I definitely can't remember one recently where he even like so much as stumbled on his shit. So, yeah, man. Yeah. And it was crazy because he needed that fucking round, because YK won the first, I think, with maybe like 30 seconds left on the clock type shit. So it was like, you really need this. So once he stumbled, it was already in people's heads like, yo, this is over too. Battle's over.
Damn.
And it was. YK came through in the second round, cleaned it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you got to do in that round is really not choke. And he didn't. And he had some shit on top of that. The worst shit is when you choke and your opponent leaves Earth, like, after that, right? So that happened. So you had to go through that part, and YK went crazy. And then in the third round again, man, it was like, like YK's third round was not great. YK's third round was not great. But Moneybag's third round was not enough to beat it. It was one of those things. Maybe it was that the defeat had sunk in or some shit like that, but bro, he didn't win.
Niggas is really out here getting 30.
Niggas is getting 30, bro. These 30s are happening. And you know why the 30s are happening? Because of the way the matches were put together, it was all guys who needed to win their shit. Some dudes rose to the occasion of the pressure, and other dudes did not. Now, with Moneybags and Prez is interesting cases to me. I don't know if it was the fact that they was going up against dudes who are so seasoned and so top-notch that it was just a crazy moment for them to be in that atmosphere and shit like that. I don't know. I don't suspect that being the case for Moneybags necessarily, because he's been up against Big Comp before. I think maybe the moment might have just got the best of him. I'm not sure. Definitely one of the weaker Moneybags that I've seen since I've been a fan of what he's been doing. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we do the whole what are we doing with Moneybags thing, Bags can stick around. Bags can definitely stick around. I think for him and Prez, it was more of a like a this is levels. Like, you're battling – you're literally battling one and two most underrated dudes in all of battle rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you were a heavy favorite really going into that, but I think they showed you how underrated they both are and how dope they both are in that situation. And it just wasn't helped by the fact that, you know, Prez and Bax choked and shit, right? So Bax should still come through because, again, like Prez, I still think that that mid – to up and coming tier of MCs, niggas can't really fuck with them like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think battlers are it's not too many people who are going to just clean them up. You know what I mean? So they still got a spot in that regard. And with Bags, it would just be the case of, yo, you know what I mean? You just hit a roadblock, bro. You just hit one. You know what I'm saying? Because he was on a nice little roll, in my opinion. He just hit one. And that's what happened. So yeah, man, that's the card overall. And you know, if you count it, man, only people who did not get 30'd were Mo Moolah and Reaper Rel. You know what I mean? Those are the only people who did not get 30'd. The only people who I think lost their battles and didn't get 30'd at the same time was Mo Moolah and Reaper Rel. And with Reaper, you gotta have to watch that first again to really know. Yeah, to really know if that bitch was like that, bro. Yeah, man. This is big time. This is a big time car, and I think people are gonna look at it and maybe assign some value to it, as they should, because I think it separated a lot of guys, and dudes need to be rewarded, man. Jay and Snake Eyes. I mean, with Jay, you talking about Dre Dennis, and then you turn around and you drop a 30 on Dougie. I think you need to be rewarded. Snake Eyes, this is his third clear win, 3 in a row. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on URL, that's a big deal to me. You got Tez coming through up against Press, who was actually on his shit at the time and humbling him. I think that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. Then the same thing with YK. He takes Moneybags, who's been on his shit as well, and he just outclasses him. So I think it was a real consequential shit. Joint, man. And some other cats got to do some soul searching, man. They have to. And, I was very impressed. The guys who won, I was very impressed at what they did in there. Surprise of the night might be Bags choking. Just Bags and Press choking. I can't even recall a time, right? Like, I don't even know when this happens, right? So that was a surprise to me. I was actually a little bit surprised at how well YK put his shit together to a point where it's like, oh, well, you know, you start thinking like, damn, like, what would it take to actually beat this right now? Like, you really would have to turn in a crazy round to like really beat YK. The way that he battles is like extremely dangerous, in my opinion. Yeah, man. And then, you know, and then there was a prep in Rich Dollar's no show.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I can't say I went home upset about that necessarily, but yeah, they said prep came afterwards, man. Bruh, I live in the Bronx. I'm not waiting for you to come. Like, I'm not doing that. So I don't know if they did anything afterwards, but yeah. So that didn't happen. That battle didn't happen. But I mean, like I said, I was surprised at the outcome of the battles. I was definitely a little shocked, taken aback a little bit about how some people ended up losing, man. How some people ended up losing, but guys got to be rewarded who did it. So that's 4 30s on one card. That's 4 of them, in my opinion. Some of this could change, but that's 4 of them.
4 30s on one fucking card.
4. So Snake Eyes against Tone. There's no way. I don't even see anybody giving Tone a round off that battle, right? Tez against Prez. Moneybags against YK, you know what I'm saying? And then Jay against Dougie. Again, I don't see anybody giving Dougie a round in that battle. So this is a very consequential card. And for that reason alone, I think Ascension needs to be a series. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could name the shit, yo, what are we doing with so-and-so? Like, you could really do that, because I think this is a career – changing, at least a career shaping type of battle for a lot of the guys that were involved in it. Again, talented MCs and shit like that, you know, all of that. I mean, I don't typically go too crazy in a slander, because I'll tell you this, for everybody to be online and shit like that, and for everybody that can't necessarily make it out to the battles, man, when you live and you see cats like just implode in front of you, man, it's like, damn, like you really be rooting for them to get it back. And that's the other thing that's changed too over the years. It's been less of like the boo, get this nigga off the stage. It's like more like, damn, get this shit back, bro. Just give us a good battle. Like, people genuinely just want a good battle. But if you want to fuck around and get bodied, people are going to tell you got bodied, man. They just are. So.
Facts.
You know?
Damn. That's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
That's ugly.
Yeah, it was ugly. It was. It was ugly in some cases, man. It was definitely ugly in some cases, and I think the event was necessary, though. I enjoy myself? You know what I mean? I think, man, I just hope – this is what I hope happens, though, when these battles come out, is that people don't just sweep them under the rug. Think about the matchups. Think about who folks had coming in. I think a lot of people probably got to shut up about this whole Snake Eyes thing with battling Geechee Gotti. To me, that battle makes sense. Now, especially with that win, you could say whatever you want about tone choking. You cannot take away what niggas are still doing on the mic, man. Like, you cannot take that away from them. I don't think you should. I don't think it would be fair. So it was a little bit of that going on. A little bit of humility passed out. So, yeah, Caps, that's what's going on, man. That's the event and shit like that, man. Shout out to everybody that was there, though, man, because everybody was real cool, showing love and shit like that. Farrah was there. Shuni was there. Jazz was there. You know, a lot of different representation and whatnot. So it's real cool vibe.
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
And you said a lot of vets came too?
Yeah, a lot of vets came through. Math was there. Sway was there. You know what I'm saying? Hands like, yeah, a lot of battlers, a lot of people that's around the scene too, you know what I mean? Chess was there.
Yeah.
Of course, Steams was there. But yeah, no, I need to be some conversations being had, man. And I don't know what the next logical opponent would be for some of these dudes, but I'm already kind of starting to think in that direction. But I want to see what happens in these next couple of cards and shit like that. But the separation is starting to happen between the newer classes and between the guys who supposedly are mid-tier. When they battle other guys who are supposedly mid-tier on URL and they beat them, something has to be done about that. So, and I don't know who these people are that don't see the value in battling YK or Cortez, but if you were a battler in that room yesterday, yeah, and you watched what YK, Cortez, and Real Deal did, and you still don't see why you would want to battle somebody like that, bruh, come on, you might need to reevaluate that shit, for real. For real.
God,
it's levels,
damn.
Man. It is levels.
That's
yeah, bro.
What it is, shit, man. Dang. That's what it is, man. Hey, Tommy Bro, shout out for the recap, man. I appreciate you pulling up. Yo, I don't know what.
Of course, man.
If I can call me on this time.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Like, yeah, shout out to everybody who was there. Shout out to Ballard. Shout out to the League. Shout out to Beasley and Smack who was there. You know, they putting on. They putting on regardless, and that is commendable. And I leave these events always thinking that battle rap is mad hard and I can't do it. And I stick with that. You know what I mean? So, salute to everybody, even people who didn't necessarily do their best and shit. So, you know?
Absolutely. Well, shit, man. We be back soon. We'll let you niggas know what's going on and shit, man. Yo, appreciate Tony, bro.
No doubt, man. Salute. Salute everybody. Salute AFM the fuck up. Peace.
All right.